August 6th, the primary coming up. We've talked to a couple of the candidates here. For Meridian Township Clerk, there is an opening, and I believe there are four folks running. One of those is Mike McCurdy, and he joins us now to give his view on things. Mike, good morning. Welcome to your morning wake-up. I don't think we've ever chatted, have we?
Good morning, Mike. No, we have not. I'm so glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you this. You're a dad. You're I was reading about you. You're a granddad.
That's right.
You've swung a hammer or two. You can pound a nail. You're a carpenter. Why do you want to run for clerk?
Well, I tell you what, Mike. I've been working in politics for many years. So, you know, I've like you mentioned, I have earned my living. I had a career, as a builder, but also I've always been involved in politics, Democratic politics, ballot initiatives, et cetera. And the vote is sacred to me. And I just believe that I'm honestly the best fit for the position in Meridian Township. I'm familiar with election law. I know how elections are supposed to work. And I'm ready to protect democracy and run those elections in Meridian Township.
How do you plan on... there's a lot of voter apathy, and part of that is, at least maybe a big part of that is, people don't trust the system, at least on a national level. And they look at all the infighting and all of that, and they get, I've used the word jaded before, I hate to use it all the time, but that's a feeling you get when you talk to folks out on the street. Are you getting that same thing, and how do you want to battle that?
I absolutely hear the same thing, and I feel the same thing. I'm not going to lie. There's so much corruption. There's so little democracy. Honestly, that's the problem, and we need more democracy. You know, we neither party really had a choice. You know, for in the presidential primaries, right? We were Fed candidates, and that doesn't feel like democracy to me. And one of the things that I want to do as Meridian Township's clerk is, when we have elections coming, is really, really encourage, people to participate, encourage candidates to get on the ballot, encourage people to consider running. You know, it seems that so often the people in power, they really try to almost obfuscate the upcoming elections and the filing deadlines so that people don't know they can run. And, and then you don't even have a primary. And if you don't have a primary in a two-party system, it's almost as though you don't really have a democracy. You know, so that's one of the reasons I'm running, is because I really do believe people need choices. And I'm a real choice. I'm a choice for change. You know, I'm a choice for reform. So that's it. We need choices to have a true democracy.
Now, you look at... Every time we talk to a candidate, I don't care what it is, local, regional, national, statewide, the first thing that is said is, well, how much money do they have in their coffers? Doesn't it feel like and I hate to use the word feel all the time, because we can't go on just feelings, but it seems like we're not built on that. We shouldn't worry about how much is in the coffers. It'll be open to everybody to run. How can you battle that?
Well, the way I'm honestly going to battle it, because I do fear that I will be outraised. I don't know if that's true, but what I do know is that I can knock doors, and that's a beautiful thing about a local election with where you're dealing with a relatively small electorate is I can knock a significant portion, if not all, of the primary voters' doors in my township. And I'm going to be out there today pounding the pavement. I'm going to be out there every day pounding the pavement. I've got volunteers, supporters who are ready to pound the pavement with me. And that's how we're going to battle that, because it's not about the money. It's about the personal connections you have in the community. It's about building trust. And that's something that I think on the local level, it's a lot easier to do than perhaps on the national.
How do you, you mentioned it, you go door to door, and those connections, and you have to host events and stuff, but you know what, and no offense, but I got to tell you, I think when you come to a township clerk position, that's like so low on somebody's radar screen as far as voting goes. You see what I'm saying? People don't even often realize, we're voting for that guy? Oh, well, who are they? That's a tough educational thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and that's why I said, talking to the voters, voter engagement is key. And I tell you what, in our township, I mean, we have, I think there's a real problem with people not knowing what's going on, and there seems to be a real intentional lack of transparency in our local government. And, that's one of the things that, as clerk, I really can and will work to change. It's people need to know what's going on. And honestly, I mean, we just had our township manager be forced to resign, over allegations of misconduct. And it turns out that there's been, a lot of tomfoolery happening in our township government for many, many years, workers being mistreated, et cetera, et cetera. And nobody has known about it. And that's what we have to change. Because if people really knew the consequences of our local elections, that's where their property tax dollars go. That's the biggest chunk of taxes I pay. People need to know how that money is being spent, who's watching over that money, and that it's being managed appropriately. So, people need to know. And that's voter education, voter outreach, talking to people. And that's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, so that's get out the vote. That's the people getting informed that they can vote for you and vote for this position. You've said that if you're elected Meridian Township Clerk, we're talking with Mike McCurdy, by the way, you promise you listen to staff, you'll operate with all the transparency and above board and ethical. How about transparency? What do you, for every issue, you can't have a public meeting, or I don't know, maybe you can. Maybe that's the key. You have a van and go around and here's the deal. I don't know. How do you do it?
Well, there's a few things. So the outgoing manager, Frank Walsh, eliminated the position of communications director and took that position under his own wing, but took those responsibilities. And to me, that's very problematic. The communications director was their job, basically, to facilitate transparency for the township. And instead, we had a situation where the manager of the township, who had all the power in the township, was also controlling communication. And, that's problematic. So I hope to change that. I hope to bring back the position of communications director and really make sure that person feels empowered to be communicating with the residents of Meridian Township and actually making sure they know what's going on. The other thing is, as clerk, I'll be in charge of the FOIA process. So I'm going to be very clear with everybody in the township who I've been having many conversations with staff in particular who are very upset about not knowing what's going on, about explaining the FOIA process to people and say, hey, you file these FOIAs and I'm going to do my job as clerk and I'm going to make sure that you find out everything. Oftentimes, the FOIA process is abused by people in power. They put fees on it that are too high, and they try to put barriers between the public and the information. I'm going to be just the opposite. I'm going to not put those barriers in place. Do everything I can when people file their FOIAs, when people want information, to facilitate that process and do my job the way that I think it should be done.
Mike McCurdy, candidate for Meridian Township Clerk. August will be here before you know it. I got to tell you, Mike, it's a cliche. My dad used to say it, the older you get, the faster the time goes. But man, oh man, we're going to blink and summer will be up.
It goes quick. We got 60 days till absentee ballots go out, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh.
So this election's going fast, and I hope people are paying attention, and I appreciate you having me on to, talk about that campaign.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend. Stay out of the rain, would you? Just watch out.
I'll be out there. Thank you
so
much.
See you later. 1320 WILS, your morning wake-up, back in just a minute.